He knows I'm gonna bring it. I mean, it's gonna be out there. When we used to practice together, we went all at it, and it was our practice that I took from him when JPP came up in here. Like, me and you are going to practice. So I was a guy who was like, okay, you have to beat me. So knowing what OC did, knowing what JPP did, I'm ready for him. And I get to show OC, okay, now I'm no longer the student. But it's going to be just that chemistry that I know that I had with him going out there, and he's going to give his all. I'm going to give my all. And it's going to be a fun game, not knowing how many plays I'm going to see him or going out there. But when I do see him, it's like, oh, yeah, it's me and you.
Yeah, this is going to be the first time you guys can actually put each other on the ground. I mean, when you went against each other, you couldn't go really full speed, per se.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. It's still a game. It's still you trying to steady the entire defense. So it's not like my only focus is on him. I mean, there's still a lot more to the game. But going up against somebody you know, it's almost that now it's no longer practice. Now you get to go live. And those bragging rights that you didn't have before because, oh, this is only practice, now you get to have them.
Bierman on the other side looks like he's back, of course, from the Achilles injury. Yes. I mean, does he look like the same player he was prior to that injury? He looks like he's been struggling a little bit. I mean, what do you see when you look at him on film?
I mean, he's still a great player. Just his hand movement and things like that, like, you know, that explosiveness, that downfield, that ending unit. But the first two steps, three steps, still powerful, being right there at the line of scrimmage and all that. So you still have to contend against him. You can't say, oh, he had an Achilles injury, so now you don't have to worry about him because he's going to be sluggish. You know they're coming out there at full speed. You know how well their defense moves and the blitzing and the pressure and things like that, that it's not going to be a straight up just line up and try to hit you. It's going to be try to get you off your balance and win that way.
And they move him around a lot, obviously. I think they flip the sides with him. They also mix in, they have two young guys that they...
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of movement, but I think the movement is more of trying to get the offense off their game. I mean, it's being home field advantage. You're having the crowd on your side. You're moving the ball. You're controlling the clock. So if we focus on ourselves rather than focus on them, we're going to be all right.